Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast, Pending Nuptials.
Episode four.
This is crazy to me that we're already on episode four.
We're chucking through it really quickly.
Yeah, we are. But then again, as is life in a podcast, in a pandemic.
Yeah. Every day is exactly the same, yet different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great. Although I will say there's been some fun stuff that we've done this last week that's been cool, I guess.
Yes.
Pandemic cool.
You luckily had, what, 2 days off? 2 weekdays off?
I did. Well, technically Thursday I worked from home, but I was here, which was nice.
Felt like a really long weekend and we made the most of it.
It was really nice.
Yeah. Went over to East Nashville, checked in on things, mowed the lawn of your mother.
For those of you who don't know, my parents have a property in East Nashville that they are not living in. And so we go over every so often
every 10 days.
Yeah, every 10 days or so we go over there, do some yard work. Should say that Ben does some yard work.
You help. You totally help.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you taught me how to use the weed whacker. So that's cool.
I never called it a weed whacker growing up.
What do you call it?
Weed eater. The weed whacker.
But it doesn't eat it. It whacks it.
I guess. If you want to get into a technicality war, geez.
Anyways, so we did that, and we had a lovely experience. I will say the restaurant's name this time because I love them so much, but we went and did a takeout order from the Rose Pepper in East Nashville, and we got to-go margaritas, only to find out that the ice maker at my parents' house was not on, so we basically had margarita shots, which was okay at first. We got creative. I put the glasses in the freezer. I put the limes in the freezer.
And then you got the shallowest dish you could find and made ice really quickly. That's a cold freezer. Yeah, so we sucked down all those.
Yeah.
It was a great feast.
Yeah. Highly recommend anybody in Nashville go get takeout from the Rose Pepper. I do believe that they may be opening. They may be open by the time this podcast is up because they're opening after Cinco de Mayo is what their social media said
really?
The other day.
Man, why not take advantage of the 5th?
Well, they can't have people gather.
Sure, but you still have takeout. You're talking about inside.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm talking about inside. They'll be open for takeout. They said that they've got like sneaky surprises for people who come and do takeout on Cinco de Mayo. So maybe we should do that. Is Cinco de Mayo on a Saturday this year?
It's on a Tuesday? Maybe
Monday.
Oh,
it's this coming Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Monday or Tuesday.
No, it's a week from today. Got it. Anyways, so we did that. And then what else did we do? We had cocktails with our neighbors.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
We absorbed the 6-foot rule.
We did.
For the most part.
Yeah.
We definitely did our part.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time we really have been able to sit down and have libations with them and just shoot the shit.
Yeah. It was nice.
It was fun. Enjoyable.
I mean, it was not the best night for it because it was such a gloomy, rainy weekend. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you do what you can in a lockdown.
For sure.
Yeah. I started pickling things.
We'll see how they turn out tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the day that the recipe says that I can taste them. So, a lot of people on social media thought that it was potatoes that I was pickling, and I just like to clarify, they were radishes, but they were like really big radishes, so I couldn't slice them all pretty like all the rest of the Instagram bitches.
The people that think you're pickling potatoes have never pickled. They have no realm of knowledge when it comes to pickling.
Or they are people who pickle and just think that I'm an absolute idiot.
No, I think they're the idiots.
Okay, let's not call my mother an idiot.
I totally did not mean that. Pedaling back.
Mom, he did not mean it.
Nope.
He loves you so much.
So much.
Anyways, anything? Oh, wait, what did you do? What did we just install last night?
The record shelf that we had talked about on the first episode? I think it was the first one.
Was it the first episode? Maybe.
I think so.
Of the episodes, you talked about it.
Mm-hmm. So it finally came together. It got sanded and painted and doweled and lacquered and finally put together. We had a painting process we had to go through, so we didn't want to rush in too early. But finally, it all got done last night, and we moved in, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Just to have that room we can now use for strictly chilling and listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
No TV, just music.
Yeah. Our inaugural record was John Williams.
No, it was.
Oh, that's right. It was Katie Pruitt.
Yes.
A Nashville local.
Name drop.
Yeah. Pew, pew, pew. I need to stop doing that. It's wicked annoying.
You've only done it once.
I know, but I just like, anytime I hear myself do shit like that, I'm like, you should stop. Yes. You should really stop.
I agree.
Oh,
with,
you agree that I should stop.
I sure do.
Cool. Thanks.
Zero tolerance policy here on out. No more.
No more stupid shit.
No, ma'am.
Anyways, so today we're going to talk about planning a wedding during a global pandemic, which was the inspiration behind this podcast entirely.
Yeah.
I Googled how many people get married every year in the United States. Mm-hmm. And on average, it's about 2 million marriages happen every year in the U.S. And so, I mean, now that there's a global pandemic, what are people doing for their weddings? Are they outright canceling them? Are they completely rescheduling them? Are they postponing them until 2021?
Because that's like hundreds of thousands of people.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Tons. So I thought that it would be a good topic to discuss, since really that's like the main premise of this podcast is like what people and us are doing, but planning a wedding during a global pandemic.
Yeah.
We obviously are getting married this year. And we also know some other people who are getting married this year. And I kind of reached out and asked people some questions. We asked if people wanted to remain anonymous. While they said that they didn't mind if we use their names, I'm actually just going to make a judgment call to just leave them their names out.
That's probably best.
I just because it's kind of a sensitive topic and it's hard. And, you know, if people do end up having to cut the numbers of their weddings, like, I don't want people to be offended about anything that's said. So when is our wedding?
Ooh, pop quiz.
But actually, don't say the actual date, just say the month.
It is in November as of right now. Fingers crossed.
Yes. Which I actually have been thinking about this a lot lately because, and I think we touched on this briefly in one of the earlier episodes, but we had discussed, never really said, yeah, we should get married in May. But we had discussed getting married in May.
Did we?
Yeah.
How long did we hang on that topic?
It was like right when we got engaged because I was worried about a couple family members and their health and like being able to travel long before the pandemic was happening.
And we probably looked at my schedule too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I think what it was is that you had too many dates in the month of May.
There it is.
And also that once you get too far into May, it just gets too warm.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend. And from there on out, it's crazy.
So for people who don't live in the South, May can be a kind of a finicky month for weather.
Yeah.
It can be beautiful like it has been, or it can like quickly jump to summer and it's hot and humid. And it's not something that you want to be wearing a wedding dress in, personally for me, because I sweat so profusely and it would not be attractive.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But honey, you're beautiful no matter what you wear.
No.
Or how much sweat you
no,
have.
No, not in this instance.
You straight out of the gym? Oh boy.
It's different. Me straight out of the gym is different than me looking like I'm straight out of the gym in a wedding dress and caked on makeup.
I get it. Yeah. But you're speaking for a lot of women right now.
Yeah.
I understand.
Well, although some people like the heat. Anyways, so we landed on November because it was the one month this year at the time that you didn't have any dates in.
Yeah. And as of right now, still is.
Right.
September and October get a little finicky because now, as of this very moment, a lot of venues are trying to wedge in shows that have been postponed. So it's just a matter of time. We'll just see how it goes.
Well, so you had some shows that were supposed to happen this spring that got rescheduled to September, October.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but now, who knows if even those are going to happen?
Right. We just don't know. So much uncertainty. And even a month out from now, 2 months out, we'll be thinking something entirely different.
Yeah. So, but I know that, I mean, the spring and the summer is a huge time for weddings. And I know a couple of people that have had to postpone their wedding. We have friends of friends who were supposed to be getting this month in May, and they've had to reschedule theirs to September, which is crazy because if you think about how much time goes into planning a wedding and then to have to make a judgment call, like, not necessarily to the down to the wire, but, you know, a few weeks in advance of being like, you know what? It's just not safe. People aren't traveling. We're going to have to postpone it.
it's got to be hellacious on them. And then having to push all that back to, what, another 4 months out?
Mm-hmm.
You might as well be planning a whole new wedding.
Well, and also, which maybe, I don't know if, I don't want to make a generalization, but maybe men don't think about it as much, but like, we pick our color schemes based on the season.
Mm-hmm. Men like, definitely don't think about that.
Our colors are fall colors.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you completely change like what your wedding looks like because you had to change the season in which you're having it?
I think if you were already having a fall theme, that is different than coming from summer themed into fall. Does that make sense?
No.
Because you have the rust and the dark yellows, fall, distinct fall colors.
Right, right.
Whereas summer colors are pretty versatile. So if you were to have those, would you say blues and pinks?
Whatever.
If those were to be colors in November,
yeah,
that wouldn't look as out of place as like the dark, the color of the dying leaves in
the color
the spring.
Of death.
The death color.
Let's not do that again.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to use it more.
I think, you know, you guys, let us know on our Instagram comments if you think that Ben should continue these voices.
If you love the voice, give me a shout out in the comments below.
No, if you hate the voice, don't make any comments.
Great. Thanks.
By the way, our Instagram is pending.nuptials.pod on Instagram.
Yep. Check us out.
Okay, so kind of going off of what we're talking about, but do you feel like the pandemic at this moment has affected the planning process of our wedding?
Yes, but we have the foundation set, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is you cannot treat the venue the same way as you do the vendors, right? Because we have our venue nailed down
mm-hmm.
for that weekend, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to completely change the date, that would be like I said earlier, starting over.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas finding another DJ, like we talked about last week, they're disposable.
Right.
Or well,
they're not disposable to all those DJs out there.
More so than trying to find a whole new location.
Right. That's that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I just can't even imagine having to... Picking a new venue, that would definitely alter your plans.
Yeah.
Completely.
It would be a brand new wedding.
Yeah.
Square one.
Well, and I actually spoke to our wedding vendor, not wedding vendor, our wedding venue coordinator, and she has had only people reschedule, not people outright cancel, and she's only had one reschedule that was supposed to happen the beginning of May, and it got postponed.
Yeah,
to,
that's fair.
I don't know when. But she does have another wedding coming up the end of May, and I'm curious if that gets rescheduled.
I don't know. I would say it's not looking good.
Well, and like as a vendor, what do you do? Because that's your livelihood. Like, do you give people a break? Do you give people like, oh, you can reschedule without any kind of penalty? Or is there a cost associated with that?
If it were a vendor, like a DJ or a caterer, I think you start being a little more open-minded and forgiving
mm-hmm.
as long as you can reschedule.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, if they can't reschedule, then they'll just have to pick a different vendor and hopefully they kind of alter their policy. But it's nice to know that most companies are altering their policy in
right.
this, right?
Because we've talked to a handful of our vendors, and just because there has been thoughts that when the shows were still happening in the fall that we may have to reschedule because something might land on the day that we were going to get married, which was something that we accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And the vendors that we spoke to sounded like it was like, it's okay. Like you can reschedule. There won't be any penalties,
yeah,
which is great.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. The other thing about planning a wedding is that like, so for us, for an example, we've sent out our save the dates. So however many people we sent those invitations to are marking it in their calendar. We know people who have sent their save the dates and will be sending out their invitations if their wedding still stays the same date that are not sending it to everybody who got save the dates. They're starting to skim guests off the top.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, like a lot of people, they are paying for their own wedding. Yeah. And we'll circle back to this same couple quite a bit during this episode because they're really close friends of ours. And you know who you are, and we love you so much.
Love you.
Because they're having to pay for their own wedding, and one of them is on furlough. And he hasn't been able to get unemployment yet because of, I mean, it sounds like a lot of people are having a hard time getting the unemployment, which absolutely is devastating and just is awful. Yeah,
it's a buggy system.
Yeah. And so now that really just leaves them with one paycheck. They just bought a house. They just got a dog. They've got lots of stuff that they're trying to do to their house, and they're paying for a wedding all in the same year. It's a lot to take on financially. So they're just having to scale back at this point their wedding. And so they're, one of the choices that they had made was that they're just not going to invite everybody that they had initially thought of inviting.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Like going, because I'm sorry, you guys, if I just get the number wrong, but I feel like they were close to 200 people. And it sounds like they're definitely scaling that back.
I think anybody that had the intention on going will be, you know, kind of receptive that that's just part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to understand what we're going through right now.
Absolutely. And I hope that that's how people move forward in all aspects of life, you know, yeah, as we come out of this pandemic. Of just having grace for people, mm-hmm, and, you know, not holding it against anybody.
Oh, gosh.
Because I have a feeling that for our wedding, there's going to be a handful of people that are not going to feel comfortable traveling to come to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to hold that against anybody.
No, of course,
like,
not.
I don't want you to feel unsafe having to come. Like, we'll catch you at a different time and we'll celebrate at a different time.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine.
Totally.
The important part is that you and I are there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to say that I don't want our friends and family there, but if, and we've talked about this too, if something happened and we did have to go to a courthouse, I'd be okay with that.
Sure, me too.
Yeah.
We'll just get some to-go margaritas on our way out.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. Do you think that they would sponsor our wedding if we got to-go rose pepper? Just throwing out some ideas.
We'll shoot them a DM.
Yeah. Going along that same idea thread of how drastically people have had to change. And I was reading an article earlier of that people were getting married. I think the article covered people who were getting married from March to April.
Mm-hmm.
And they interviewed a handful of different people. And people had invited 300 people. And then at the end of the day, they had a quarantine wedding and it was 12 people.
Oh, gosh.
Which is, I mean, it really sucks. Like, it sucks to think that you have to take this thing that you've dreamed about your entire life and shrink it down to something that is microscopic compared to what that dream was.
Yes. In a nutshell, you're totally right.
Yeah.
But what about the people that were going to have a drab wedding anyway?
What do you mean?
People that were just going to have it in a conference room at their VFW or something.
Yeah, but maybe that's what they wanted.
And that's fine. But this is going to be much more memorable than...
That's true.
Like every guest that they were originally going to invite.
I do have a friend whose sister just got married this last weekend. And she couldn't be there, obviously, because of travel restrictions. And so they did a Zoom wedding. So they had somebody with a camera, like videotaping her walk down the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
And like, and everybody just jumped on a Zoom call and
sweet,
like watched the wedding, which it is really sweet. Like,
yeah,
that you're able to still participate in the day. You know, I think that that's a great idea.
Sure.
I mean, that's, and then the thing is you're having, we're all having to adapt to this new way of living, unfortunately, but find silver linings wherever you,
yeah,
can.
And especially the technology at your fingertips.
Absolutely.
Use that stuff.
So with all of this going on, do you feel like the vision for our wedding has shifted at all?
Not at all.
I don't really think so either. If anything, I think it's just solidified even more. The main reason for this entire thing is for you and I to get married.
Sure, sure. And we were very fortunate that this happened in March and not September or October.
Well, hopefully it doesn't rear its ugly head again.
Yeah, we got to count our blessings where we can get them.
In the fall, yeah. Going back to technology, it might not be a bad idea for us even that you know, if people don't feel comfortable traveling for our wedding, that maybe we have a Zoom portion of our wedding.
No, that'd be very simple.
I wonder how you would do that exactly. Like, how would you film it without it, like, walking around on a laptop?
Okay. So, me being in the mindset I am, figuring out the tech side, you could either put a laptop or some type of video transmitter device. I sound so nerdy right now. To not be in people's way, it might have to be on the ground.
Okay.
Or find a way to suspend it above people's heads. But basically shooting the altar.
So what I'm saying is, could you somehow hook up like a nice quality camera? Because if you think about it, people like TV hosts right now are doing like from their homes.
Yeah.
Although they have like crazy budgets and can get all kinds of fancy technology. Well, but what I'm curious is if you can take like a good quality camera and hook it up to a laptop or something so that you can like walk down the aisle with somebody and have good quality video feed.
There would be a way. It's not as easy as just whipping out your phone or a tablet.
Right.
But yes, we could do it. It'd be a task.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too, you and I had spoken about maybe not having a videographer, and maybe we do have one now because that's something that we can send out to those who weren't present, of like a little bit of a movie trailer essentially of our day so that they felt like they were a part of it.
Yeah, that's something to think about. This is the first time you brought it up right here on the podcast.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Catch me off guard.
I'm sorry.
How about that?
I'm sorry. So with all of this being said, what would you say is the most two-pronged question?
Mm-hmm.
What are you most looking forward to for our wedding?
I am looking forward to the after party.
Mm-hmm.
After the reception, we are officially man and wife, and loosening up my tie.
Okay, wait, we're not talking, we're not taking people there. We're not going to talk about that.
Listen, us being able to relax and enjoy this awesome lodge, essentially, mm-hmm. that sleeps, what, 60 people? Maybe
the
more?
The property sleeps 60. The lodge that we are staying in with our friends is 28.
I think it's more than that.
It's not.
I think it is. Yeah.
I'll fact check it.
You're probably right because you've gone on that website how many times?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But being able to really celebrate, and it's the after hours people that are hanging out, that are there with you,
mm-hmm.
finally seeing this thing through, and that you end up spending the rest of the day with.
Mm-hmm. Rest of the evening.
The rest of the evening.
Yeah.
You being by my side. That's the important thing.
As your wife.
As your wife. My wife. Your wife.
What?
What?
You are my wife.
Excuse me? What kind of wedding do you think this is?
Yeah, I'm excited for that. It's funny, whenever I think about our wedding day, I really think about the ceremony for the most part.
Yeah.
I think about the ceremony and I think about the flower arrangements.
You've been stuck on the flowers, but you haven't nailed down, I think.
I am obsessed. Oh yeah, we gave a hefty deposit. I am obsessed with our florist. Cool. I will be sure to tag her in some Instagram posts, but I had reached out to a handful of florists in the area because we are getting married in the mountains in Tennessee, so our selection is somewhat limited.
Yeah.
But I found this one girl and I sent my standard, like, hey, do you have availability? What's your pricing structure look like? This is kind of what I'm thinking about, blah, blah, blah. And she emailed me back and she asked for some inspiration pictures. Then I sent her my folder of pictures. And the email I got back was all caps, Kate, you are my kind of bride. And
sweet.
She had told me that there was someone else that was sniffing around the same date that we had.
Oh, yikes.
And so she was like, I'll get a proposal for you in the next couple of days for you to take a look at, because, you know, you'll want to put a deposit down fairly quickly because this other person's thinking about booking with me. I was like, okay, not even 5 hours later, I had a full like 5-page, very in-depth with pictures and colors and like all this stuff. And she was like, okay, so I kind of put this other person's stuff to the side for the day because I really, really want you to book with me because I like, this is totally my vibe. Like, this is, you're everything that I want in a bride. And I was like, oh,
Well, okay. Good. You should feel good about that. Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't like a real estate tactic, though?
What do you mean?
Like, we've got three other potential buyers on the hook. Better act fast.
Well, it wasn't like that because she sent me this quote and she just said, like, I haven't even sent them theirs yet, so you have a little bit of time to think about it, because I will say she was the most expensive person that I looked at. Yeah. But the quality of her, like, quote that she gave me and the work that I've seen her do is...
pretty pro.
Oh my gosh, unparalleled to the other people. And she also just, like, she feels invested. Like, this is a passion for her, and she's excited about it.
Cool.
So
I'm glad you guys are vibing.
I'm really excited. Yeah, the flowers are probably one of the things that I'm looking forward to the most. But the other thing, too? I'm really looking forward to our vows, because we're going to write our own.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy writing. And I know I will not be able to make it through the first sentence
probably
of my vows, and I won't even be able to make it to you looking at me.
Yes.
When you start yours, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah, I'm getting teary-eyed right now, actually. I am.
Are you?
Yeah. How many of yours do you think, what percentage would you say you have your vows written?
I have like a very, very general outline that I would say less than 10%. I have a very rough. How much do you have?
I might have you beat then.
How much have you written?
I would say about 20%.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you written it down, or you have ideas floating around?
I've written it down. It's encrypted, so don't even come looking.
I've never had the wherewithal to go through your phone. That's never been something that we've done with each other.
Right.
If trust I wanted to see your phone and I said, can I go through your phone? You'd say yes.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Be like, let me clear my history real quick. There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Not true.
No, but that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's true.
Mm. Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to the vows. I'm also really hoping that we have beautiful weather.
Boy, if you put it out there to the universe.
Yeah, and our venue is building the hall that our reception is going to be in as we speak, which thank God we didn't get married in May, because they were supposed to be done in May, and it is not anywhere near done.
Oh, we would have definitely put the pressure on them.
Yeah, have you met my mother?
Yeah, but we also probably wouldn't have stuck with May if we knew it was going to be that close.
Yeah, that's true. They are posting stuff on their Instagram of like the walls of the hall going up,
and
like a view from the patio of the hall. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so amazing.
Man, I have to see this now. Damn it.
So excited. Everybody should go follow Sugar Hollow Retreat on Instagram.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
And such a lovely place. And Kaylee is wonderful. She's the on-site contact and also our wedding planner. And she's been wonderful.
Yeah, she's super cool.
Yeah.
How are your overall feelings about ours? Is there anything that you are apprehensive about from here until crunch time?
I am... I would be lying if I said I wasn't worried about the state of the world.
Yeah.
And I know that I've said at the top of this podcast that I would be fine with people not coming because they're not comfortable traveling. That's like a small percentage of people who I love but aren't necessarily founding members in our relationship.
I get it.
And so there's probably... there's probably like 30 people that are really important to us,
mm-hmm.
that if those 30 people don't come, or even if just like one or two of them can't make it, I'll be pretty bummed.
Yeah, that's a good number. I think we're in agreement.
Yeah. It almost is, I feel selfish thinking Why? About these things. Well, because I feel like a wedding is kind of a selfish thing. Stay with me. because it's like a day that's revolving around you. And it's like a day that's revolving around you and people are staring at you all day. And it's very like a look at me kind of a thing.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
Which is why I like wasn't really into having like a very grandiose wedding. Our wedding is very laid back, very chill. It's basically just a giant hang and we're just happening to get married.
Think like a rustic camping vibe.
Right, yeah. Going back to what I was saying is that like I feel selfish when I think like, well, that person better come because they know how important this is to me. That's so like, that's awful that I even think something like that.
No, I wouldn't say you are thinking like that. I would say you can rephrase it in saying, I really, really want this person to come. I hope this person comes.
Right.
So, yeah, don't beat yourself up. That's totally normal to feel that way. You want these people to be part of a special day, and they want to do everything in their power to be at that special day.
Yeah.
But neither of you, at the end of the day, after it's all said and done, a year later, neither of you will dwell on whether that person was there or not.
Right. It still also feels vain to say things like this, but like, we're spending decent money on this event, mm-hmm. and I want people to come and enjoy it and like for the money not to be squandered, I guess.
Right.
Not to say that it would be wasteful because obviously we're going to enjoy it mm-hmm. and the people who are there are going to enjoy it. But I just like I want to make the most of it, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want to be respectful to people and how they're feeling about whatever the hell is going on in the world when it comes to November.
Sure. Either way, it'll be something that we can't predict.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I did want to talk about at the end was I just wanted to take a minute to give some gratitude to the people who are listening and the people who are reviewing and giving our podcast 5 stars because it has made a huge impact. I just did a social media post about this yesterday, but I want to say it again. We are the number 7 ranked podcast on the relationship podcast chart.
That's right.
Which is crazy. And just before we started recording, you looked up, I don't remember what the exact number is, but last week we were like the 3,000 something ranked podcast overall. That's and right. Now we're already in the low 2000s, which is
2,200 something.
Insane. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to take a second to just thank everybody for listening and for giving us feedback. Yeah. And we really do. If you know us and you have our number and you have something like some feedback that you want to give us, please, please, please send it to
please
us
do.
Because we want this to be enjoyable for you guys. It is for us primarily, but we really enjoy kind of putting it out there and letting people listen and all kinds of people are listening, which is really cool. Please feel free to give us feedback. And if you don't have our numbers, you can send us a DM on Instagram. Like I said, our Instagram is pending.nuptials.pod. Just a big thank you to everybody who's
big
listening
thank you.
And subscribed.
Thank you for investing your time in us because we're going to keep investing our time in this and trying to put out good topics and good conversation.
The other thing, too, is if you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss, also please send that to us. We are very open to lots of different topics. They don't necessarily have to be revolving around relationships or weddings or things like that. We are not that shallow. We have other topics. We're both really big music nerds, so we can talk about music. We can talk about cooking. Ben's very handy. We could talk about not crafts. That makes it sound so kitschy, but like projects that you're working on in the garage. Really, what I'm trying to say is if you have a topic that you'd like for us to cover on the podcast, send it our way and we would be happy to throw it in the queue. Anyways, just send us any and all things.
Mm-hmm. Like and subscribe. And
Oh, and also if you have any stories about yourself, if you have pending nuptials this year, we'd love to hear your story. Please, please, please send it our way.
Yeah. We'll give you a shout out any way we can.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. Yeah. Like Ben was saying, like, subscribe, give us a review. Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
I love you.
I love you.